Let's do this.
Rump steak. Purged aubergine. Yes. Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Welcome, Evan.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Do we drop an AKA right after that?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
What is your what name do you perform under?
I perform under the name Marla.
Two A's off the bat.
A's in the middle and one at the end.
There you go.
Tell me about Marla.
He's a dude who lives in Sandringham, and he's been floating around for a couple years. I think it's 3 years now I've been writing under Marla.
I was going to say, are you doing like a Mike Tyson
right now?
I know,
kind of... For a second there, it was a different person, but then I remembered. Yeah, oh wait, it's me too.
Sandringham,
yeah.
That's a good spot.
Yeah. And so at the moment, I'm working on the second record, slowly, but we're getting there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you perform with other musicians? What's the setup for you?
It started that way. I had a band and I had the drummer and the guitarist, but it's electronic. It's in that lane, so it became easy to just be my to just do it by myself with a box of buttons. Mm-hmm. So mainly it's me and a mic and a couple buttons singing.
Yeah. Party for one.
Yeah. So.
What sort of stuff inspires you musically?
I think I've come to answer this one by very vaguely. It gets more and more vague. It used to be like very concrete answer, you know. It's the likes of Led Zeppelin and Jeff Buckley and those big voices. But nowadays, it's kind of like a bit of a headache trying to steer myself in a couple artists' direction.
Do you think it's as you sort of get more time under your belt and you get exposed to more stuff? It does become harder to pinpoint
totally.
Influences.
I think that's it. Yeah.
It's amazing how those like the big bands and big singers or big artists always sort of stand out like a lighthouse, though. Obviously,
yeah.
They just have that same pull for loads and loads of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, nowadays, I mean, it's mainly just going through playlists and Spotify. So it's like I'm kindly connected to the artist so much as just a general kind of sound. Mm. But at the same time, being a musician, you get sick of music. So it's getting influenced by things outside of it. Yeah.
Nice.
Outside of outside of Spotify, do you enjoy collecting music?
I'm not much of one. I've made a habit at the moment of taking everything out of my room and getting rid of things and all the CDs and stuff. And
it's a singular white chair.
It's getting really
like
creepy
peppermint
now.
Stripes all over everything.
It's just a mattress on the floor now. I'm like squatting. Yeah.
Now you're playing at Wonder Garden on New Year's Eve down at Silo Park.
That's the ticket, man.
It's gonna be a good time.
It's gonna be a good night. Be a good night. I think Big Hungry and I are maybe DJing before you come on. So
cool.
Obviously we can use this as a good opportunity to get the vibe.
Yeah.
Match vibes. We've asked you to come in and select a couple of songs.
Yeah.
Where are we starting tonight? What are we going to start with?
Let's start with one of those guys that playing.
Is there something on there that you would like to start off with?
Maybe Boy Boy is our guy, if that's...
So Boy Boy is also performing down at Lanai.
He is, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Wonder Garden?
Yeah, that's the one, sorry. I'm half asleep too, gosh.
Oh, mate, Sam McCarthy.
Yeah, man.
Let's do it. This is You, right?
Yeah, it's the ticket.
We'll be right back.
This is great, actually. So, Boy Boy playing down at Wonder Garden on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
I think I'd seen the timetable.
I'm going to pull it up. I've had enough of this fussing around,
can
guys.
Can I guess? I think it's 2 p.m. But that's a stab in the dark.
Everyone's looking at the computer in here.
Oh, hang on, I'm just deep in the internet. I can't talk, guys. I've got to take this internet call. Hang on.
Look at this computer.
The internet's just doing something right now at the moment. Everybody just talk amongst yourselves. Oh, here we go. I found it on the internet.
Nice.
Okay, Boy Boy, you're right. Boy Boy, 2 p.m.
Hey, yo.
And then old mate Sarah Thompson DJing, and then Bailey Wiley, and then Sarah Thompson holding it down, and then the Ruby Sons, and then we have Sarah Thompson again, and then Nadia Reed, and then Johnny and I have a little muck around, and then old mate Marla right here does his thing.
Oh, dope. You're just before me?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, just tell us what you want
to
play.
We'll have to do a team talk.
Yeah,
or
yeah. We don't want to give you like weird vibes.
I'm actually keen. I might play some Happy Mondays. Uh-huh. That's been my jam at the
John's
moment.
John's going to keep it in the major key.
Dope.
Posse vibes.
Yeah, nice. I'll bring it right back to that minor one.
So, just going on the strength of that Boy Boy tune, he's the first act on of the evening.
Yeah.
It's set to be a great day.
I think so, yeah. I mean, it seems like a bunch of friends there, you know? I mean, not to be too...
I should keep reading, right? After Marla goes Remy and then Swidit, that'll be fucking hype. Yeah. And then Chelsea Jade, Leisure, into a non-mortal orchestra. What a good combo that is.
With a bit of Cody Nelson in between.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Oh, and Tina Turntables, BFMO. We're all over it.
Nice.
In between Chelsea Jade and Swidit. Sweet. Where do we go now?
What would you like to
next song?
I feel like the flavor of the day is this Wonder Garden thing.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit of that Leisure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What tune have you picked from
I've
Leisure?
Gone deeper, which, I mean, I could be wrong, but I think this one was written by Jace mainly in the band, and he's a super... amazing writer that I've been working with recently. He's got that love vibe on lock.
Nice.
Hands are in the air. You spin yourself a web. You can see the day slip away. Faster than knowing, and why we all pretend like there's never an end. Could it be the seconds we take? Have to be sure, but you dig yourself fix what's right. Yeah, you dig yourself deeper, deeper, and it breaks you inside. She gets mad at you, you know she had to. What you need is a window of hope you can see through. You can figure out why it's taking this long. Let it go, cause it's breaking you down, and nobody knows it. You dig yourself deeper, deeper, when you try to fix what's right. Yeah, you dig yourself deeper, deeper, and it breaks you inside. Yeah, you dig yourself deeper, deeper, when you try to fix what's right. Yeah, you dig yourself deeper, deeper, and it breaks you inside. Deeper, deeper, deeper.
Close. Some close feels right there, you're right.
Intimate, right?
Evan, you were saying off here that you've been doing some writing with one of the members of Leisure.
Yeah, I've actually, Leisure, there's a lot of ties there.
A lot of dudes.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of dudes, right?
A lot of producers in that
band.
Yeah,
and they're all in music, and so I, you know, they're all floating around Auckland. Josh does my... he's my main producer on most of my stuff, Josh Fountain. Jaden's my A&R. What's his name? Jordan's done my visuals. Jace I write with. It's kind of strange. Yeah, I've kind of got a tie-in with most of those guys.
How does the production work in your working relationship with a producer?
I'm not the guy who can polish it off. Like, I don't really know the technical things, but I kind of just, like, paint a very broad picture and then take it into the studio, and he kind of, he contributes in making it all sound nice, you know? Not, like, palatable, I suppose, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's the main process usually, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, have we got more in the canon from the Wonder Garden
in the canon. I like that.
I kind of like that too. I might steal that one. yeah, a bit of Umo.
Yeah, well, let's go straight to the top.
We spoke to Ruben on Monday morning.
Oh, yeah?
And he was very, very personable.
Oh,
I was really surprised.
I'm looking forward to checking out a cuddle when I see him.
International artist.
Is that personable?
Are we going to be a good cuddler?
Yeah, it was good. Good chat. So we should play that interview next week, I think.
Here we go. The world is crowded, Pierce.
It's crowded. Oh, oh, oh.
UMO headlining the Wondergarden New Year's Eve experience. And what did he say when we did ask Ruben if he's done a New Year's Eve scenario before? He said he'd done one in maybe San Fran or something, and they do like a Bowie cover or something.
Yeah, it's
they
did a Bowie cover
on the countdown
and everyone lost their shit.
Looking forward to that.
So there could be something special in store for the Aucklanders that are down at Wondergarden on New Year's Eve.
He didn't say no to new tunes either. So,
oh, true.
We didn't dig.
He was coy. he was very coy about the new record. We weren't supposed to talk about it.
Oh,
but we could talk about the rest of his life and
yeah, right,
that sort of stuff.
But more relevantly, we do have Marla in the studio right now, also playing Wondergarden earlier on in the day, so you can kind of like do your thing and then sort of relax.
I've got the cool spot because I can get drunk afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, have a couple beers.
You kind of, the night, I like how we're on early as well. You can kind of like the night will shift and then we can
just the sun will go down and you can be silly. Yeah.
It's good. I mean, the thing is as well, it's like 2 in the afternoon. You can just go down there. That's pretty easy.
Mm.
You don't have to like spend hours and hours getting into some festival out in the Wops.
Mm.
It's good. It's good.
I feel like we should play a Marla one. I want to hear a Marla one.
I reckon that's the vibe.
What should we go with? Touch or?
Yeah, touch is the flavor of the day.
Okay, drop that in there. We'll do this. We'll play it out of here so you get that APRA money, Doc.
I really appreciate that. It's almost Christmas, yeah.
All right, for the uninitiated, here's Marla. This is Touch.
How did it all change when I fell your
Mala, Touch.
Touch.
Any insights on that tune?
It's a bit old now. It's a couple of years, so I'm seeing all the flaws in it.
Oh shit!
You know how you do that in hindsight? Yeah, you go, totally. Oh, what was I thinking? But yeah, it's a cool song. Yeah,
yeah, it's dope. It's dope. Hey, and we're gonna go out on a non-Wondergarden one, just something that tickled your fancy recently.
Yeah, yeah. But just being a fangirl and playing it too much. It's I think she might be Swedish, but who knows? I should be more informed.
Nikki and the Dove, Coconut Kiss.
I know, the name alone.
Swedish as well, Coconut Kiss. So confusing. Hey, Mala, thanks so much for coming out. It's been an absolute pleasure and looking forward to catching you down at Wondergarden.
Thank you kindly.
Sure, we'll get a fantastic see you there. Time.
We'll see you there. See you there.
Big fat fall when mama's gonna get away.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.